May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 991. Emptied of earth I fain would be, the world, myself, and all but thee, only reserved for Christ that died, surrendered to the crucified. Hymn 991.
Thank you. We will read together from God's holy word two portions of scripture this morning. The first, Psalm 71. Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he who took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise, and with thy honour all the day. Cast me not off in a time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonour that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and grey-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who has done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? Thou, which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. And now, the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 25. Isaiah Isaiah chapter 25. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast made of a city an heap, of a defenced city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers, as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud. The branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wine on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wine on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For in this mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest, and Moab shall be trodden down under him, even as straw is trodden down for the dunghill. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. And he shall bring down their pride together with the spoils of their hands. And the fortress of the high fort of thy walls shall he bring down, lay low, and bring to the ground, even to the dust. And may God bless that reading of his holy word to us.
Hymn 702. Self-condemned and abhorred, how shall I approach the Lord? Hard my heart and cold and faint, full of every sad complaint. Hymn 702.
Thank you.
the Lord, teach us how to pray. Most kind and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, we do thank thee for the multitude of thy mercies as we gather once more on another Lord's Day morning, favoured to be found in thy house. And, O Lord, we do pray that we may ever be thankful for these mercies. And, Lord, that we may not take these things for granted. For thou knowest the evil day in which we live, and yet thou dost permit a few poor, unworthy sinners to gather in thy house, around thy word. And, O Lord, we do plead that thou wilt fulfil that gracious promise that where two or three are gathered together in my name, there will I be in the midst. And what a favour that would be, Lord, to feel thy gracious presence with us this day. How needful we are of it. For we meet in vain, Lord, if thou art not here. And though we may attempt to worship thee, yet without thy gracious influence, all will come to nothing. Lord, we do pray then that thou wilt be one in our midst, and grant us thy gracious influence, and send forth thy Holy Spirit into our hearts, that there may be that spirit of true prayer and supplication this day, that there may be that spirit of worship to be found, like John, in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. And, O Lord, we pray then for thy gracious influence within, and that, Lord, as we read thy word, as we sing those hymns, as we hear thy word, Lord, we pray that thou wilt apply it to our hearts with power, and that though delivered in much weakness, it may be in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance. And that as we sing the hymns and hear thy word read, it may enter in and find that abiding place in our hearts. And that we may have the understanding as we sing those things this day. And Lord, may the worship of thee this day ascend as that sweet-smelling savour through thy beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We plead his worthy name. We plead all for his sake. We have no merits of our own, no acceptance in and of ourselves. We have to confess that our best is stained and died with sin. Our all is nothing worth. Oh, but Lord, we look to thee to supply our every need. We thank thee, Lord, for this gathering. May it be unto him shall the gathering of the people be. May we be favoured with thy presence. May we be favoured with thy influence. And Lord, may we be favoured with thy presence as we leave thy house this day. And that thou go on with us in all the untrodden steps of our lives. That thou lead us in that right way. Set each one of us on that straight and narrow way which leads to eternal life. And keep us, Lord, by thy grace, from wandering off into forbidden ways. Oh, give us that single eye to look unto thee, to be true followers of thee. And we may be following in the footsteps of the flock and following after thee. So, Lord, do be with us in our lives. We pray for thy gracious influence in our lives. We pray, Lord, as we mix with the world, that we may be in the world but not of the world. We pray that we may be kept from all the evil influences of the world, that thy people here, Lord, may be those lights shining in that dark world. Thou said, ye are my witnesses. Lord, how close that comes. O Lord, do help us then. Hold us up and keep us, that our footsteps slip not. We may be kept by thy Spirit. And Lord, we pray that those things we are brought into by thy sovereign will, that may be used for our real good. Sanctify to us disappointments, troubles, difficulties. Lord, thou knowest loneliness for some. Others, Lord, with burdens, mountains in the way, crooked things, difficult things to understand, crosses and losses. Lord, thou knowest the pathway of each, and we do beseech thee that thou sanctify those things we pass through, that they may be used for our real eternal good. And as we think of others, Lord, with their troubles, and we seek to pray for them, Lord, our desire is that thou wilt glorify thy name, and that thou wilt bless them in their pathways, and that thou wilt use them for thy honour and glory and their real good. Lord, we would remember our friends who hope to be married later this month. Do be with them and bless them in their married life together, if it's thy will. We pray for the young people growing up. We pray, Lord, for those that are looking and seeking for partners in life. We pray that thou direct them and find them those suitable partners, we pray. Lord, in those decisions that some of us have to make, we pray that we may be found seeking thy wisdom and direction and thy guidance, that we may hear that voice behind saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. We may know those confirmations and thy gracious help in all that we do. We pray, Lord, for parents bringing up children. Do grant all needed help and wisdom. Lord, thou seest the sin and iniquity of this land and this evil day. Oh Lord, do be with the rising generation. Put thy fear in their hearts. They may not depart from thee all the days of their lives. The fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt touch each of our hearts. Lord, we look around at the sin of the world, but when we look in at our own hearts, we have to confess how many sins are there. Lord, we would seek that spirit of true confession and give repentance, we pray. True repentance, that we may confess all our sins before thee. We thank thee, Lord, for thy word. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord, do help us, bless us, but have mercy upon us. For, Lord, we are poor, base, vile sinners. Oh, Lord, some of us feel it. May we each know it and feel it. Oh, but may we be led by thy Spirit to look away from ourselves, to look to that hope set before us. A risen, exalted Saviour sitting at the Father's right hand. Now may we view that finished work, the putting away of sin, the the paying of that great price, and may we know more than just a view of it, but a personal interest in it, oh, a partaker of it. Oh, to know my Jesus crucified. Oh, to be able to say my Jesus has lived and died for me and rose again. Oh, and that persuasion that we will rise with thee to everlasting life, that we each have an advocate with the Father. May it be so. Leave none out, pass none by. Lord, may not a hoof be left behind. Those that we know and love, Lord, we know there are those that have gone off seemingly into a far-off country spiritually. We would remember them and continue to pray for them, that thou, Lord, bring them into want, bring them into their right minds. Lord, may they be found returning to the Father's house. So do have mercy upon us, Lord, we pray. Without thee we can do nothing. We cannot speak, we cannot hear. Oh, but what a difference if thou dost touch our hearts and our lips and our ears, and that we may be found that good ground this day, to hear the word in faith, believing. Oh Lord, these things are above and beyond us, but thou art that great and almighty Lord God in heaven. And thou hast said, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? We've just sung of a stony hard heart and a hard heart. But none are too hard for thee to soften. May a few precious drops of that precious blood shed for sinners be applied to stony hearts. Oh, may we feel our hearts melting with love, burning with love. And as we leave thy house this day, oh, may it be said it has been good for us to be here. Do make us glad then. Lord, may we each be able to sing that song of redemption. May we each, Lord, be found with that assurance of our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Lord, increase our faith. Take away our unbelief. We confess it before thee as that dreadful God-dishonouring sin. Oh, Lord, do wash us and make us clean. Wash us daily from the sins of the world in which we live, and do create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. We plead for pardon of every sin. And Lord, we would be mindful and thankful of the little baby born since I was last here. And Lord, we would not take these things for granted, life given and life spared. And may that little baby, one of thy dear children, to grow up as a pillar in thy church. And Lord, do bless the family. And be with them, Lord, in all the unknown way. And so do bless us each now, and pardon all that we ask amiss. And Lord, we fail to ask for many things, but do make up in giving, for thou knowest our needs. We pray, plead for pardon of every sin for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 323. when darkness long has veiled my mind, and smiling day once more appears, then, my Redeemer, then I find the folly of my doubts and fears. Hymn 323.
Oh,
Will you turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 33? And with the Lord's help this morning, I'll speak to you from the opening part of the 27th verse. The eternal God is thy refuge. Deuteronomy chapter 33, the opening part of verse 27. The eternal God is thy refuge. There's much in the Word of God concerning refuge. And we think of that city of refuge and that place where those accused with killing somebody, whether it was, if it was manslaughter, we would call it these days, by mistake, in innocency, somebody losing their life, and justice sought by the bereaved family, they were able to put that person to death. But that city of refuge, those six cities of refuge set up where there may be those that flee to them. And what a beauty there is in that for sinners this morning. A refuge, a place to flee to. Feeling that you have done wrong. You know, they're a beautiful thing, the city of refuge, and I'm sure they were admired by many, but how much more to those that sought refuge there? You know, how welcome that city of refuge was to the fleeing, person, fleeing from that wrath, fleeing from punishment, fleeing from the execution of justice. How welcome the refuge for sinners that is found in the gospel. And then we think of the psalmist. He speaks of, in Psalm 27, he speaks of a pavilion. He speaks of a hiding place as a pavilion. Verse 5, for in a time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. Which gives you the illustration of that place. Maybe on a battlefield. The tent where the general, the commander, or even the king would resort. And it was well defended. It was that centre of all things, a safe place in such a place of horror and trouble and distress, well guarded, secure, and how welcome to the wounded and the afflicted and the injured. On the battlefield was that pavilion, for in a time of trouble he shall hide me. In his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle, shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Oh, but it's this morning. You know, we're looking to more than a tent, a tabernacle. We're looking to more than a place of safety in this life, defended by mere men. We're looking to an eternal refuge. Because, beloved friends, the eternal God is thy refuge. Well, maybe you say this morning, it's a beautiful text, but you've just cut me off. Because is thy refuge. And I have no right to claim this morning. This is the blessings of the Israel. This is the blessings of the people of God. the verse before, there is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, the God of the Lord's people, the God of Israel. And I don't feel to be an Israelite, one of the people of God this morning. You see, it's a beautiful word. It's a lovely, encouraging word. Oh, but I feel I'm outside of it. It's a lovely word. The eternal God is thy refuge. Oh, but I have no right to claim it. I feel no persuasion of a part in it. Well, do you see a beauty in it? You know, do you see a beauty in this refuge spoken of here in our text? It's an eternal refuge because God is eternal and he is the refuge of his people. That place whereby they may flee to. In the time of trouble, and more, because we read, David said, whereunto I may continually resort. We read it, Psalm 71. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. You know, there's an abiding place for sinners in this eternal refuge. And he said, this almighty and gracious and merciful Lord God in heaven is an eternal refuge both here and for eternity. And he makes known to his dear people this refuge, this resting place here below. He brings them into a desire of it. He brings them into a need of it. Oh, so is that where you are this morning? You can't claim to know it. You haven't felt the entering into it. But you're looking to it this morning. You see this people of God. Oh, and you see the safety of the people of God. You see the peace that the people of God have with God. And you're like that sheep looking into the sheepfold. You don't feel to be within the sheepfold this morning. Oh, but you're looking in. And is there a want of it in your heart this morning? You know, is Christ precious in the want of him this morning? Maybe not in the receiving or the handling or the tasting, but in the want of him. He's precious. Oh, I can't live without him. I must have him. I can't claim to have received him. I felt his gracious presence. Oh, but he's precious this morning. In this, I can't do without him. I must have him. Oh, I long to have him. I long to lay claim to him. Oh, but more than this, I long for him to lay claim to me. I have loved thee well, my child. Oh, to be brought into this eternal refuge that's found in him. This refuge, the eternal God is thy refuge. You know, there's a continually resorting to him. Well, that speaks into me in two ways. David says, whereunto I may continually resort. Well, there's an abiding place, day by day, a refuge, day by day. Not just at those great Red Sea moments in your life, or where those great mountains are, but in the quietness, in the stillness, in the everydayness of your life, in the mundane things, in those times of ease, in those times of not a lot of things going on. Oh, that continually resorting in him, a continual resting in him. like Elijah. When he was brought to the brook Cherith, you know, he was brought there and then he rested there. And there was a waiting there. And the eternal God was his refuge. He brought him there and he fed him day by day. And there he waited. And not a lot going on outwardly. I'm sure there was much teaching in that waiting time for him. But we don't read of anything until the brook dried up. And in that, in between the coming to the brook and the brook drying up, his refuge was the eternal God in heaven. Oh, friends, this resting place, oh, to be found resorting there, resting in him, in his love, in this place of refuge, because there's safety. There's safety. You know, when we go off out into the world, and we have to, don't we, in our daily lives? And how much more in our day, we don't have to really go out, do we, for the world to come in? You know, you think of all the modern technology and how things can come in so easily into our lives. But it's that daily praying, Lord, be that refuge for me. Oh, leave me not to think I can resist temptation, I can stand against Satan. Oh, be that refuge for me. Oh, that refuge in the hour of temptation. I'm a sinner. I'm weak. Oh, I'm prone to wander. I have a heart that's hard. Hard as nails sometimes. Oh, but be that refuge for me. May I feel the benefits of that refuge. Peace, contentment, godliness with contentment is great gain, and is to be found in this refuge. You won't find any contentment in the world. You won't find any rest in the world. You know, the world seeking pleasure, seeking its rest, seeking peace and comfort. And they may find a little, but it will only be for a season. Oh, to be seeking those everlasting treasures, those things that abide forever, those things that offer true comfort, everlasting consolation, everlasting life. The eternal God is thy refuge. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. And David goes on in that psalm, he's thinking of his old age. He's coming down to the end of his days. Thou hast been my help, leave me not. Looking back, thou hast. I have trusted. Oh, but there's tomorrow, there's next week, there's the unknown way, my old age. What am I to be brought through? I'm to be brought to the River Jordan, but how will I be brought there? You know, is there a fear with you this morning? You look to the day of your death. Maybe you have a sweet hope this morning that the Lord has gone before. But you fear the passing through Jordan. Oh, you have a sweet confirmation, a sweet persuasion in your heart. You've committed your never-dying soul into his hands. Oh, but you shrink from the passing through Jordan. What will it be? What illness, what affliction, what death? What death will it be? Oh, then, to seek that strength and that comfort from him. The eternal God is thy refuge. It is a refuge for you. You're persuaded by his Spirit, constrained, compelled to cast your soul into his hands. And he won't leave you comfortless. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, every minutest circumstance in your little life, dear child of God, is ordered by a kind and wise and gracious hand. And yes, there may be the trouble, the difficulty, the tribulation. Oh, but he's a refuge for you in it. And you'll be proving him in those valleys and in those mountains. There's the proving time. Proving him faithful. Proving that he is this eternal God who's a refuge for you both now and for eternity. You know, it's not a promise given for eternity and you have to muddle along through this life in your own strength and in your own wisdom. Oh, friends, there's wisdom. There's help. He said, I've laid help upon one that is mighty. Oh, there's a refuge there. Help has been laid upon one that is mighty. And the dear Lord Jesus Christ himself has blessings for his dear children. It's all treasured up in him. My every need he richly will supply. Why? Because you deserve it? No. Because you've earned it? No. Ah, because he would. Because he would love his dear people with that everlasting love. And he's made provision for them. He's done all for them. Every single answer to prayer for every child of God is already granted in heaven. Oh, there's a provision in heaven for every child of God, not just for eternity, but for every day of their little lives. How will I endure? The eternal God is your refuge. That's how you'll endure. How will I make it through next week? What about that day that's looming before me? There's an answer. There's strength. There's help already laid up, waiting for that day. He knows the end of the thing from the beginning. He knows every day of your little life and mine to the very last breath here upon earth. And oh, to be numbered amongst the people of God because every mercy and blessing is stored up in Christ Jesus for them. Oh, then how will I stand that trying day? How will I endure? The eternal God is thy refuge. Oh, what a... No wonder that prophet viewed the children of Israel and spoke. He was sent, wasn't he, to curse them. Balak sent him to curse him, Balaam. What did he say? Oh, blessed are the people of God. The Israelites, he viewed them from afar. Let me die the death of the righteous. Let mine end be like his. But there's a solemn warning this morning. Because though he viewed it, though he looked at them from afar, though he saw the promise of the coming of the Messiah, the star in Israel, he saw it. And he wasn't a partaker of it. He had a desire in his heart to die the death of the righteous, but it was only words. His heart wasn't in it. He spoke with his lips, but his heart wasn't in it. How solemn. Some of the most beautiful language spoken by that man. We read of him perishing in his sin. Beloved friends, to heed these warnings. Oh, but what then? What can helpless sinners do? when temptations seize us, nought have we to look unto but the blood of Jesus. Oh, you know, friends, that's the refuge that I really want to speak of this morning. You know, there's providential help, and there's daily help, and there's strength, and there's all that we need in our little lives to live them out here below, if we're the children of God. Oh, but it's this refuge for never dying souls. You know, we want to have more than providential things. Providence and grace is so intertwined. In the experiences of the Lord's dear children, you can hardly separate it sometimes. Providences and the work of grace. Oh, but may you and I examine. You know, are we just praying for providential things? And I'm not saying for one moment that you shouldn't be praying for providential things. Oh, but have you been brought to pray for spiritual things? You may have thought and sought a refuge for tomorrow. You know, you children, exams, tests, whatever things, you seek a refuge, a help, that wisdom will be given, that the Lord will appear for you. And it's right, and it's a good thing. But, you know, there's tomorrow, if spared. And none of us know what an hour or day may bring forth. It's to seek that refuge for your soul. And how can you seek a refuge for your soul if you know nothing of eternity and nothing of a need as a sinner? You know, why are you seeking help for tomorrow in your exam? Because you feel persuaded in your heart that you're weak, or you're unable, or you feel to need help for this exam. And so the Lord has given you a desire to seek him and his help for that matter, because you feel the need of it. And it's the same with your soul. Oh, then may the Lord bring you to feel a need for your soul. You know, we can speak of this refuge, the refuge for sinners in the gospel, but it's to be brought to see a need of him. Ah, the hymn writer says, I ask my soul this question then, for here I would begin. Oh, do I feel a want of Christ to save me from my sin? Do you feel a need of him? Oh, then seek this refuge. The eternal God is thy refuge. And the prophet Isaiah, he speaks in that beautiful chapter we read, 25. He speaks of the past judgments of the Lord, and praises them, praises God for it. And then he looks by faith to the future. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against a wall. Oh, and you know, is there someone here this morning who says, I can look back and thou hast helped me. Thou hast helped me hitherto. I can look back and there was that answer to prayer. And that great deliverance. Oh, that help in the exam. The help with the bully at school. The help with that day of the funeral. And the distress of it, the sorrow of it. Oh, the Lord has helped me. It was that strength for me. It was a refuge from the storm. Oh, but It's that going forward. It's that unknown way. Thou hast been my help. Oh, but may it be, he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over the people. Oh, that he'll open the eyes of the blind. He'll open your eyes and mine, that we may see a never-ending eternity, our souls before him, our needs as sinners before him. And thou hast been my help. Oh, but Lord, what of this? What of this great mountain? My soul, eternity, the judgment day. How will I do? What will I say? Oh, Lord, open my eyes. Take away that veil. Swallow up death in victory. The Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. And rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord has spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. Oh, to be able to say it providentially. He is our God. He has been my refuge. Oh, but my God, my eternal refuge. Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Oh, this eternal refuge, then, to be found continually resorting. But this, then, maybe there's a few souls here who have felt him to be that eternal refuge for them. Oh, but now you've gone on, and you've been left to yourself a little. You've fallen a prey to Satan, temptation, sin, and oh, you're feeling that you may be separated from him. The eternal God is thy refuge, but you feel to be shaking on it. You feel to be trembling. You've sinned. Maybe it's not an outward sin, but maybe it's a besetting sin, and you've not been permitted to actually commit it, but in your desire, your affection, your thought, you've wandered back. A place where you never thought you'd go again. You thought you'd left it all behind. You thought you'd died to your past life. But these thoughts are lurking in your heart. And you say, oh, I fear I've run the score to its length. Oh, I've tempted the Lord God. I've pressed him beyond his limits of his loving kindnesses and his tender mercies. He's long-suffering and patient, but what about me? Oh, no one surely has run him to such a length as me. I am unworthy of forgiveness now. These are sins of transgression. I've knowingly gone back. It's not a sin of ignorance. This is deliberate. I'm cast off forever. Surely I must be. Beloved friends, the eternal God is thy refuge. He can't break his covenant he's made with thee. It's an everlasting covenant. He's an everlasting refuge. You've cast your soul into his hands once by faith, haven't you? You needed him then. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And he granted you that feeling in your heart that, He did love you with an everlasting love, and that's exactly what it is. It's everlasting love. And though your poor mind cannot comprehend it, is that eternal God in heaven, who is that eternal refuge for sinners. Oh, and it's the weary, the tempted, the burdened by sin were never exempted from entering therein again and again and again. And again when you're brought back to his feet. God be merciful to me, a sinner. It's more urgent now, is it? You say, could it be more urgent than when I first sought the Lord? It's more urgent now. Why? Oh, because I've transgressed. But, beloved friends, it's that precious blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Who was John writing to in that epistle? The children of God, my little children. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. There's that continual coming back to him and a continual finding of him at the mercy seat. You know, it's not just once opened. It stands ever open. You'll come lower and lower each time you come, but it's open. The door of mercy's open. Oh, and there's an eternal refuge. And it's this. Paul, writing to the Hebrews, wherefore in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren. Friends, this is a refuge this morning. This is, oh, what a refuge. It behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succour them that are tempted. What a refuge that is this morning, isn't it? The Lord Jesus Christ himself is a refuge for his poor, tempted, burdened children. And how sympathizing his heart is. He's able to enter into, and not your sins, but the temptation. He knows what it is to be buffeted, to be tempted. Oh, that glorious refuge he is for his dear children. You fear his frown. You fear the rod. You've transgressed. And now you say the rod is coming. Oh, it must come, surely. Sometimes, dear friends, he smites you with love. You fear his frown. You're brought back to his feet. You daren't look up. Will he be frowning? Will he be looking away? Oh, and you look up and he's gazing down and he's looking upon you. He's smiling. I've loved thee well, my child. Thou art mine. Ah, thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee. Ah, he smites you with love. You thought the rod was, it was coming. And he kisses you with the kisses of his love. He opens his loving arms and he receives you into his heart. And there you find a refuge on his bosom. Oh, you lay your soul on his bosom and find that refuge. As a poor sinner, feeling it, knowing it, sadly feeling it. Ah, yet feeling the mercy, the long-suffering. You know, Moses went up, didn't he, to Sinai, having asked the Lord, feeling that the Lord's presence would certainly depart, the Lord having threatened it. And my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Oh, this refuge, this rest. And he says, show me now thy way, show me now thy glory. And the Lord took him up to the top of that mount. What did he say? Moses couldn't see him face to face. It was only his back parts. But he said, there is a place by me. There's a refuge. There's a cleft in the rock. There's a place by me. Oh, to have that then this morning. Oh, show me thy glory. He made all his goodness pass before Moses. He declared his name, the Lord God, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, and there's a place by me. Oh, may you enter into it. May I enter into it. May we know. More than just in the letter, more than just in providential things, but in spiritual things also. The eternal God is thy refuge. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Parrish will address the Sunday school this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. Mr. Hadley will preach on Tuesday evening and a collection taken for the Trinitarian Bible Society. And God willing, next Lord's Day, Mr. John Rosier will preach, and there will be a prayer meeting for the nation at 9 o'clock in the morning. And there will be a prayer meeting for the church members on Friday evening this week. Let us close with hymn 241. Repentance is a gift bestowed to save a soul from death. Gospel repentance towards God is always joined to faith. Hymn 241.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.